August 21, 1927, How Jesus Wants to End It with the World. The Power of What is Done in the Divine Will in Order to Placate Divine Justice. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus came all in a hurry, and throwing his arms around my neck, he clasped me so very tightly, telling me, "My daughter, I end it with the world, I can take no more. The offenses, the pains they give me are too many, therefore it is necessary that I destroy them." I trembled in hearing this, and I said to him, "My love and my life, of course you suffer very much and can take no more, because you want to suffer alone. But if you shared your pains with me, you would suffer less and would not reach the point of no longer being able to bear the poor creatures. Therefore, let me take part in your pains. Let us share them together, and you will see how you will be able to bear them still. Hurry, do not suffer alone any longer. Try, O Jesus. You are right, you suffer very much, and this is why I pray you, let us share them together, and placate yourself." Then, after much insistence, my sweet Jesus let me suffer, but those were the shadows of his pains. And yet, I felt as though being destroyed, crushed. But I am unable to say what I suffered, and besides, about certain things it is better to keep silent. Then, as though tired of his long suffering, Jesus hid within me in order to find some relief, and I felt myself being invested completely by Jesus. I saw the eyes of Jesus everywhere within me, and he told me that those eyes were tired of looking at the earth, and he was looking for shelter. The light of the eyes of Jesus fixed on various points of the earth, and the evils committed in those places were so many that that light incited him to destroy them. I prayed him to spare them, placing his blood, his pains, his life, his eternal will before him. And Jesus, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, the power of the prayers, of the acts, of the pains suffered in my will is unreachable. While you were praying and suffering, my blood, my steps, my works were praying, my pains were being multiplied and repeated. So, all that is done in it gives me the occasion to repeat again what I did while being on earth. And this is the greatest act in order to placate divine justice." Then, continuing my round in the divine volition, and not finding my sweet Jesus, I was lamenting within myself, and saying to myself, "How can it be that Jesus no longer comes so often as before, and while he tells the wonders of his will and where one who lives in it can reach, instead of coming more often, he comes with more delay?" Now, while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, my humanity hides within you, and I give place and large field to my divine will to let it operate freely, and to let it form its kingdom. There was once the free time in which my humanity had its field of action in you, and therefore it was always with you and by you. And my divine will let me do it, so that I might prepare you to receive the field of action made more extensive by the interminable fiat. And so I must let it do it. More so, since it does not prevent me from remaining with you, because we are inseparable. And while being with you, I delight in binding your soul like a tiny little bird with the thread of light of my will, and I make you fly in the immensity of it, flinging you into its innumerable acts, keeping in my hands the thread that holds you bound. And you, wandering away within its acts, lose sight of me, while I am waiting for you to follow all the acts of my divine will to then pull the thread behind you. Before, you would not follow all of its acts. You would follow the small circle of the acts of my humanity, which is small in comparison to the acts of my divine volition. And this is why each act and pain of yours would make you encounter your Jesus, and I was all intent on making you copy my humanity. Therefore, it was necessary that I keep the brush in my hand in order to form my image in you, to dispose the canvas of your soul to receive the vivid colors, dipped in the light of my divine fiat. That which was necessary before is not necessary now. However, this does not mean that I am not with you. We'll live together within the eclipse formed by the light of an eternal will, and its light is so great as to eclipse us and make us to lose each other. But if the light is dimmed, I can see you and you can see me, and we find each other as if we had never been separated.